Thanks, Andrew. Morning, church. Welcome. Can we just tell our neighbor that Jesus is the reason for the season? Yep, we are in the right place. So, yeah, it's a wonderful time to be, you know, together and in church to celebrate what Jesus has done for us. Because he is our hope. As we know, our sure foundation. So, without him, my brother and sister, can you imagine the chaos? Andrew said, Pastor Steve shared this message last week, so I'm going to try continue with it. It's not going to be easy, but yeah, I got to pick up from there. So let me get my glasses on so I can see what's going on. Anyway, I've got a first scripture there, Jeff. Unto us. Yeah. I'm just going to read there so we can pick up from where Pastor left us last week. Nevertheless, is this from 1? Yeah. Isaiah 1. I think it's 1 to 7, Jeff. Eh? Okay. Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed. As when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Amen? So, the question is, why did Jesus come? And we know that Zebulun and Naphtali were also one of the 12 tribes, two of the 12 tribes of Jacob's sons. And they were in the northern part of Israel. So that was the gateway of trade and everything that was going on at that time. So everything was coming through them. And you can imagine trading, wheeling and dealing, corruption at its highest, darkness was over these places. And then you had Assyria and Babylon coming through, and they attacked them and overpowered them. So those people were under heavy oppression. You can imagine what it is like getting up every day. I mean, we've got wars, rumors of wars, all over the world. But Jesus said, the end is not yet. You still got to wait until the word will be preached throughout the world before he comes. There's a lot of people who still haven't accepted Jesus Christ. That's why unto us a son was given. I remember when I just started work where we lived in South Africa, we lived on the hill. And you looked at the sea, and early in the morning when I was waiting for my transport to go to work, right at the end where you can't see anymore, it was clouds, but I thought it was ships, but it was like tankers, you know, with the barrel facing up, all next to each other. Just that was how the clouds were. And the feeling was, how does it feel to be in war, to be in battle? That constant knowing you're getting up to this continuous war. But that's how life, that's what life is about. Every day we get up, it's a battle. We got to face the struggles that are coming to us. And that's why unto us a son is born. And this happened about 8 centuries before Christ came. The prophet Isaiah prophesied that unto us. So how come the people cannot accept the power of Jesus Christ when he could give a man the prophecy 800 years before he could come? This is what's going to happen. We just saw Emmanuel. And if you remember the time of Jesus' birth, Bethlehem was overcrowded because they were taking the census and there was no room in the inn. Even today, people have got no room for Jesus Christ in their life. How ironic. There was no room. And he had to be born in a manger. And isn't that what the Christian life is about? Eh? It's about receiving. He's a shepherd, the good shepherd. And we got to eat what he's given us, his body and his blood. And he was just wrapped in swaddling clothes in the manger. That's for you and I, because Jesus didn't want us to have everything on a platter. You see, people want the easy way out. At that time, in that place of Zebulun and Naphtali, it was just, sorry to say, but it was just drunkenness, parties, just trying to please the next man, idol worship, because for them now, this is the way. Don't care. But Christ had to come and show the people that through me, you got to have faith. Because it's not just for now. We're talking about eternity. So he could have raised up a leader, right, to lead the Israelites and to guide them. But we know what happens to leaders. They come and go. Everybody comes. You heard about Muhammad Ali. Yeah, he's still there. You hear about Rocky Marciano, the boxer, the great white hope. He said, somebody up there loves me. That's why he had the movie Rocky. But the names come and go. But with Jesus Christ, it's forever and ever. He's come to make a way for us. That's why he's Emmanuel, God with us. So what he's shown us, he's man and God, we can endure. But it's up to us to make that choice. Not say it's too difficult. I can't make it. That's too hard. Let me rather worship this idol. That's easier. You just got an idol there. You must remember those years, it was agriculture. And they needed rain to survive. So they prayed to rain gods, sacrificed children. They were doing every other thing to get rain. But yet, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the light. You got to have faith. This is what he wants us to do, is to believe and accept what he's done for us. Yep. So, we need to die to self. We need to give up that I can do it. It's not what I can do, it's what God can do through you and I. He has a plan and a purpose for us. So let us believe it. Let us know it can be done. Not just, I'd rather go the easy way. You know, maybe I can put some money on this horse and then I become a millionaire. Yes, it's the easy way. But Christ wants us to have faith and to believe that he's paid the price for us. And then we go to the next scripture, Jeff. Oh, it's not Jeff. Petrol. Sorry. Luke 1:31-33. So this is about my father's business. So, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob, and over his kingdom there will be no end. All right. So we see that when Jesus came, he was about his father's business. And we remember the time that they were doing a census, and then they had to go back. And Jesus was no longer with Mary and Joseph. And they're like, what happened? They had to go back a couple of days' journey. But when they get back, they found him sitting with the elders, learned people of the day, people that have, let's just say, degrees. And this 12-year-old is cross-questioning them on things that they couldn't believe. How could he understand this? But that's him just showing the people, you got to have faith. He was Emmanuel, God with us. And we see what's happening now with the youth in the sports. The youngest, 17 years old, is playing in the Premier League. They're getting young. But that's what God is doing. It's using people, the gifts. So Jesus was just an example to show the people. 12 years old, cross-questioning people that were learned. It was like they were dumbfounded. And it's like, Mary and Joseph, what are you doing? Yeah, I'm about my father's business. And that's what we need to do. We need to be about our father's business daily. We need to share our faith, our testimony in Jesus Christ. Amen? So Jesus did not come into the world to condemn it, but he came into this world so that we could be saved. So he is the living word. And the word became flesh, as we know what happened in John. That Jesus, he is the light of this world. And he was, and he is the word, but the word became flesh so that we could see this is how we should live. This is how the disciples were being taught the way of Jesus Christ. And we know when the light penetrates, darkness flees. We need to remember that because we are now the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So we got to let our light so shine that when people see the good works, they can glorify our Father. They're going to know for sure, nah, that can't be him. That's something else. That is, we got to let our light so shine. But it's not easy because obviously we got challenges. But Jesus humbled himself and he went to be baptized by John the Baptist. God himself went to the River Jordan. Now we got to remember this area, I mean the Holy Land. We hear about the Holy Land. I've never been to Israel. Those who have been, praise God, to know how important that history is. You got the Jordan. You got Mesopotamia. That was just where the Garden of Eden was. That's all lush land, fertile soil. That's how good our God is. And that's what the wars are on about today. That's all that area there that's volatile right now. But still people won't believe that God has got his hand over his people. Yes, they don't want to receive him as their personal savior, but we got to pray for them to see Jesus Christ unto us. That's what it's about. Israel, we just got to pray for them. Yes, they are hard. They're doing a lot of things. But their eyes haven't opened yet. Jesus said you'll hear of wars and rumors of war. But the end is not yet. Until the word has been spread throughout. So we got to carry that gospel with us. Let us not just say, it's going to happen. Let's do something about it. We've got him with us. And so after Jesus was baptized, we know the heavens opened and the dove descended. And then a voice from heaven was heard that this is my son in whom I am well pleased. Why can't we know and believe that Jesus is the Son of God? He's been given to us. And then straight away into the wilderness. Into the wilderness to fast. Now, I know that's a big topic, fasting. But we need to fast sometimes. We need to know what it is like to deny ourselves. Because when you do that, you are putting on the armor. You are strengthening your immune, spiritual system so you can resist the enemy. You can resist. And we know what happened after 40 days. The devil came and said to Jesus, if you are the Son of Man, turn these stones. And those stones we know are those round ones. Nice, round. It looks like the high loaf. I don't know if you remember that bread, that nice, that brown crust. And when you're hungry, you can imagine looking at that crust after 40 days. The devil is saying, if you are the Son of God, turn this bread, this stone into bread. Now, Jesus said to him, it is written. That's the word. You cannot live by bread alone, my brother and sister, but we need to live by every word that is written. Every word. That's what we need to live by. Yes, we like our breakfast and our lunch, our supper. We know already I'm going to prepare this, prepare that. But how about us saying, okay, let me just set a little bit of time aside to read some scriptures. Dennis, let's get some scriptures into us. Yes, we can have the bread, we can have everything, but the word is important also. Jesus said, you cannot live by bread alone. And then the devil did a second thing. He took him to the high temple, the pinnacle, and he said, if you are the Son of God, look at this, throw yourself down, and the angels shall bear you up, that you will not dash your foot. So what is that about? That's about power. Now, if you know, yes, you abuse the power. This is God's work. We cannot abuse what position we have. We got to humble ourselves, as Andrew said. It's by humbling yourself that you will be exalted. We don't want to be, I'm in charge of A, B, C, and D. Jesus said no. Huh? Because the enemy himself knows the word. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. You are actually tempting him by saying, no, I can go into, let's just say, Harlem in America and start screaming the word of God. God will protect me. Come on. You got to know. You got to be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Australia, thank God, we can still preach, share the gospel. Some countries, you can't. You got to be wise. You can't just go there and Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the light, and start taking over. That's going to be it. And the last one, he said, took him to the high mountain and said, if you will bow down and worship me, all this will be yours. Riches. Whatever material wealth. But that shows us, Jesus said again, it is written, you shall worship your God, and him only shall you serve. So we need not be caught up with the things of this world that's so tempting and glittering to us. They only last for a while. We need to store up for ourselves riches in heaven. Amen? Yeah, we've got to live comfortable. We like to have that Mercedes, Andrew. You know, that nice car. Nothing wrong with that. But let us not make that, what it is, an idol. We're like, everything is, that's my all and all. My wife, my BMW, be my wife. No, you got one wife and that's it. So that's what Jesus has done for us, is to show us that the word, it is all written, and he has overcome the enemy. He's overcome. He's come and he's conquered sin and death. So why should we fear? We go to Luke chapter 2. All right? Expect the unexpected. So Jesus came to conquer sin and death. He came so that he could send the Comforter. You see, Jesus came knowingly that he'll live a life that not even death could hold him back. And imagine how perfect he had to be. Never mind he's been through so many trials and tribulations. He kept that walk so that he could rise after 3 days. Hallelujah. We will rise with him if we follow the way. And so that's what Jesus came for, so that he could give his life. And then after that, he could send us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. You know, without the Holy Spirit, because they say when the rapture takes place, the Holy Spirit will be caught up also. Then it's going to be really hard. Because then you won't have no conviction. Nothing to remind you that, hey, this is the way. You're just going to be no control. And that's going to be the choice for you to make to receive Jesus Christ. And not many are going to be going to make it. Not many, because you're given a second chance. But hopefully we're going to be caught up in that tribulation and not be left behind. Okay? Hopefully we'll be caught up. So, we have access to the Father because of what Jesus did for us. So the curtain, as we know, was torn from top to bottom. Because otherwise people would have said, nah, this curtain, yeah, maybe men tore it. But that was going to be impossible, being torn from top to bottom. We know how thick that curtain was. But that's when Jesus gave his life. Straight away, we had access. That's what he came for, to open the way for us, unto us, so that we could get access. And now we can pray directly. We can ask God for whatever, but in his name. That's what he's done for us. So God doesn't see us anymore. He sees Jesus Christ through us. It's like our supervisor at work. You can do the best job, but nobody's going to come to you and say thank you. They're going to tell the supervisor, ah, well done. Keep at it, and there's a bonus on the side. And you, you're still waiting. Thank you, it's Christmas time. Nothing. Anyway, so he was pierced for our transgression and bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We claim healing in Jesus' name. Yes, it's all about faith and belief. Yeah, people get sick. People are dying. But we don't give up and say, ah, no, well, God didn't help us. Yeah. We know he has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. Amen? Good news, Aaron. Janine is all well again. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand. Amen? Oh, man. Unbelievable. And so, we are more than conquerors through Christ who gives us strength. Right? So, especially for the youth, there's a lot of peer pressure. There's a lot going on as far as the media is concerned, all these phones and things like that. But we as parents, we need to control and know what's going on with the children. So, just before the band, I've got a little bit more, Tammy. A short testimony. This is about unto us. Me and my wife had a friend and his family, young family. We used to visit them a lot. And we don't know what's going on in the next people's lives. We visited them almost every weekend. So he had a son and a daughter. The son was about 6. The daughter would remember 12, 13. But the one morning, he came to our house early in the morning Saturday, knocked on the door open, and he walked straight up to me and hugged me, and he said, the daughter had left, 14 years old, left home. Guy was broken complete, you can imagine. He said, let's just go. We jumped on the train, went to Perth, sat down and chatted. While we were having a chat, I remembered I had a dream. And I said, brother, you know, I had a dream last night. I said, we were at a pool, similar to this Kwinana pool. But we were standing right on the top, like a platform. It was me, his wife, and his daughter, the 14-year-old. And the daughter had dived off from that platform into the pool. And we looked, and she didn't come up. The mother was agitated, just like wanting to jump off. And I dived off into the pool. When I got out, just lifted my head up, I seen she's with a family, Australian family. Mother, I think it was a daughter and a son. She was in the middle, and they were around her. And I didn't go there because I knew that they got it all sorted. My brother and sister, to cut a long story short, she's with that family today. I think she's married to that boy. They got 2 children. They visit the family frequently. The family is so happy. You see, God uses us. That dream was just a comfort to tell them. And it's come to reality. God will minister through anybody. We need to put our faith in him. I mean, he walked in there, what a coincidence, and telling me this is what happened. And I'm like, I've had a dream, and this is the dream. And that's exactly how it is up till this day. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. He'll never leave you nor forsake you, my brother and sister. He'll be with you to the end of time. And Revelation reminds us that we are more than overcomers, more than conquerors through Christ by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Let us not lose faith in our testimony. That's all we have, is our testimony. And that's what God has done. I gave Gareth a lift this morning, just coming to church. And he got baptized a few weeks ago. And he told me the joy of the Lord is so powerful in his life. And I said, Gareth, don't lose that. We all had that when we first gave our heart to the Lord. You're on fire. But then the storms and the trials and tribulations come. And sometimes you forget about that. Hold on to your joy, my brother and sister. That is your testimony. Amen? Let's give the Lord a hand. Thanks, Tammy. Sorry. Just before I hand back to the band, with every eye closed and every head bowed, if anybody has not made that commitment, I'd like to just lead you in a prayer, and I'd like everybody to repeat after me. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sin. Please come into my life and take over. Amen. My brother and sister, they said, if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall be saved. Amen. And if anybody has said that for the first time, I just ask you to raise your hand. Okay, no, that's fine. We give God all of the glory and the honor, and we just thank him for this time. Brother and sister, let's keep up the good faith in Jesus Christ as we go through this Christmas period. There will be a lot of challenges ahead, a lot of things that are untoward, even through families, but let us not get agitated. Let's remember the peace of God that surpasses all understanding is being given to us through Jesus Christ. Amen? The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. Thank you, Tammy.
Jesus be the name. Jesus be the name. Jesus be the name that gets all the glory. Jesus be the name. Jesus be the name. gets all the glory.